morning, Jamie.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Do you have any interesting
Great.
news to share?
You are great.
Yeah, I'm great. Like, seriously, great.
I
I'm
feel
always.
like you should have news to share if you're great. That's so unusual these days
I mean,
for someone to say they're great. You know what I mean?
well, I don't know. Like, nothing horrible has happened.
That does make it great, right? Nothing horrible has
Yeah,
happened.
nothing horrible has happened.
I love it. That's
I,
so positive.
yeah, it's okay. Like, nothing horrible has happened, and I
You're alive.
am, I'm alive. And honestly, I feel like pretty happy. Like, I'm pretty happy. So, like, nothing,
Wow. Would
yeah.
you have said thought that a year ago that this is where you'd be at? That you'd be pretty happy?
Yes, but you know me, I'm like very positive. So like I was always feeling like, oh yeah, like we'll be okay, like I'll be like happy. And I think I was even like happy then, like because by this time we were able to go places. Now, like if you asked me if I was going to be happy in April of last year, the answer would be no. Like I feel like April was dark. If we go listen to our podcast from April, I think I was in a really shitty spot. I just felt like anxious
That's,
about
you know what?
work.
I think that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, no, like yes, like April, hell no. I'd have been like, oh my God, it's over. It's, but you know, but like it's almost June. I think by June of last year, like late May, June, I was like, yeah, like I feel good. Like we can go out to dinner. And I think I was like not furloughed at work anymore. So I was like, yeah, like it's fine. It's getting up. It's like, you know, I was feeling better. So,
Okay, good.
but now I
Good,
feel
good, good.
even better than I felt last year.
Hey, that's great. I'm
Yes.
glad. And I should say I'm doing great also. I think
See,
I'm
we're
not quite there. There's a lot going on that you know about. So a lot
I
of
think that you're
still
like
unknowns, but a little bit less
totally.
than maybe a few weeks ago.
Totally. And I also think that like you will like hopefully feel great in a couple of weeks. Like I think that
Well,
everything's
I
kind
think
of
the work stuff that I've told you about is going to take time.
Yes, but I think
So
you adjust. You're very
no,
adaptable. I think things seem,
this is
yeah,
true.
you're
This
really
is
good at
true.
that.
As more time goes by, I think about things. Although then I'm like, oh, maybe it'll be fine and I can just keep doing what I'm doing. But I think the reality is that's probably not going to be possible. Oh, wow. I just walked into another room and it's so echoey in here. And this is my office. I was thinking that when I was on telehealth with clients. Wow, that's so. Did you notice that? How more echoey that is in there? Can
I
you
think
hear, notice the difference?
I think I noticed it when you said something, but it's not super distracting, at least in my
Okay.
opinion.
Because
So,
I was wondering with clients, I didn't say anything because I, wanted to focus on them and not be like, am I super echoey?
no, like I can, it definitely seems like you're in an emptier room, but
Yeah, you know what's funny is it's not. I think it's just
way the room
smaller.
is. Okay.
Yeah, and I haven't put like there's bookcases in there, so hopefully once I put stuff on the bookcases, that'll help. I don't know. Maybe I need a rug or
Yeah,
something.
like a
I don't know.
nice rug, like a gorgeous rug, maybe some art. Do you have art on your walls?
Do you know I have zero art on my walls?
Yeah,
Actually,
so like
even
a
the
little bit
thing
of
you gave
art.
me, I literally had still wrapped up from the last time I moved. I'm not kidding you. And I was like, oh, this is convenient. It's already wrapped up. I can just
Don't even have to
get
do anything with it. There you
it.
go.
But I, because I've moved so much, we've talked about this and I should like, cause I know you went back and like added up. I think it just makes me, I don't know how I just wonder if it might bring up stuff for me thinking about all the moves. So that's why I haven't. And it's just like a lot of work because I've moved so much. But honestly, that's why I never put anything in the walls because I assume that I'm not going to stay. And I'm
Well,
still a
you're
little bit
definitely
like in
no,
this
like
place,
you
which
should be like
is,
you're
that's what
going to
you're asking me,
stay.
right? Like, what news do I have? And it's that I bought a house and what the
Yes.
hell am I doing? But it's great. I
No.
love it.
You're fine. Like every like I think that it's like very common now for like I've been like seeing more women who are not married have their own homes. Like just because you're not married doesn't mean you can't
Yeah.
have one. And I think that it's very
No,
normal
it's
for
so
you to have one.
empowering.
Yeah.
And
And like it's
actually,
awesome.
I've been meaning to post on one of the first Facebook groups or one of the first things that I joined that was or one of the first things I did when I was trying to be more consciously uncoupled, self-partnered, single, whatever, was join try to like read books about being single. join groups. And one of the groups is called Community of Single People. Casper for short. Caspers. So it's like, hey, Caspers, people will say. And it's so amazing because it's not about dating.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of people in the group have no interest and may have never had interest, maybe asexual, or like maybe they're sexual, but they don't want a long-term partner. And mm-hmm. it's so great. And it, I think from reading posts from people who are like, I bought my own house on my own. And especially women, it really empowered me to think about that, is because I don't even think I ever thought it was a possibility.
Yeah. Like, I think it's great. And I think that you should put some stuff on the walls, because I think it's what you've always wanted, is like, you don't have to deal with shitty people. Like, you don't have to worry about, like, there's crime everywhere, but like, it feels safe. Like, that was the first place that I met you in, is you were like, I don't feel safe here. So you're safe. Mm-hmm. You don't have shitty ass people in your business. Like, this is a great place.
It's so, I have to tell you, it's so amazing.
Yes.
Actually, one of my old neighbors texted me and I was like, I haven't responded because I'm just like,
he's probably like,
I don't want anything to do with you. Well, it has to do, I think something's going on with the air conditioner there. And it's like, I don't live there anymore.
Right. There's not my problem. Good luck.
Yeah. And I try to fix it so many times, but yeah, it's very exciting. It's amazing. You know what I realized too? Hmm. I'm such a sensitive person to other people. I was so regulating myself because even when I didn't have someone below me. So my last condo, I didn't have someone below me. This past condo, they hardly were ever there. And then I had a new neighbor move in that was there more often. But I was so conscious of no one hearing a sound from me. And I don't have to worry about that. It's amazing. I feel so free.
Yeah, that's fucking stressful to feel like you can't be noticed.
No, I really didn't. And I think it was because I was so sensitive to other people's sound, mm-hmm. and I was just trying to be conscious. I don't even think anyone told me, you're too loud, like ever, hardly ever, except, you know, I did have that one neighbor who could hear everything and would ask me like, oh, what's going on? Or I smell this or whatever.
Oh, God.
I know. But he wasn't usually actually complaining about it.
No, he was just curious.
I know, like, he was just a weirdo.
That makes me feel very, like, very seen. Thank you.
Yeah, Well, I don't know if he meant it, but it did feel weird to me. But I don't have to, I don't have to regulate myself at all, which is really, I didn't realize how much I was doing that until being here and realizing like, oh my gosh, like I can turn up my TV as loud as I want.
Yeah.
Not that I want it really loud, but it's so nice. And having a yard is like really cool. Even though I'm not like super into gardening or outdoors, but just like, it's like, this is mine.
Totally.
Even though I don't know how, like, ownership is an interesting kind of concept to me, but it's just, it's cool. It's really cool.
It's yours to take care of is a good way to think of it.
There you go. Yes.
It's like a part of nature.
Yeah,
it's Mother Nature
yeah. that I'm responsible for. Yeah, I like that.
It's your place.
And then there's
to keep
like
up.
A park only a couple, like maybe four houses away. So that's what our walk, that's when we take walks, Maya and I will just go there.
I love it. Yeah. I'm so thrilled. Okay. This is actually a question episode, so we'll get into the question. But
yeah,
I wanted to say this first because I've been thinking about you, but I didn't want to freak you out. And it's not it's not a reason to be freaked out. It's just that, like,
but you just know how I've been right now. So
so I didn't want to like add extra thing. Yes, but I feel like I'm just gonna bring it up, and like it doesn't mean anything. It's just like, hey, have you thought about it? Have you thought about getting a security system? This is not an ad, people. But like, I was just thinking about
it.
We
can use some money. Anybody want to give us money?
Yeah, no. we will talk about your security system. I mean, I have one already, but I'll
Are
use
you asking
one.
Me this because of Ring? Because of what came out with Ring?
No.
You heard about that?
I didn't. No, I was just asking you because like I feel like for me, I'm always scared. I like to be scared. Actually, it's really dark, but like, I like to freak myself out by watching all this stuff, but then...
You know, it's so funny because I think we're so similar because I was like that too. I've always been like that. So I was always into like crime and murder. And as a kid, I was a latchkey kid. So I was the first one home. I would spend about a half an hour looking in every nook and cranny in the house just to make sure someone wasn't waiting to kill me.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding. Like, as a young kid, I would go in the shower. I mean... But you know, it's so funny. I feel really safe here.
Okay, good.
And so the thing about Ring is, Ring is the best surveillance system that has ever been developed for police. They send everything. Everything is nothing is private.
I do so not if you have a Ring. I don't have one.
Yeah,
I
so my parents are getting rid of it. I just saw that article my uncle gave. So they give everything. Nothing is private. So if you have a Ring, you know, I mean, I don't know. To me, like, it's like, I kind of like that because I'm not doing anything wrong. And I don't really, like, I don't have anything exciting that I don't care that the police see. But it is kind of a privacy
Yeah,
thing. If I did see clients here, which I don't think I would ever do, that would be a huge issue.
Definitely.
But that's also why I'm not considering a security system, because most of them now are smart, and that means they have recording capability, and I don't trust that they won't record something. And since I do some work from home, I just don't trust it.
That's fair.
You know what I did get, which I'm so excited about and so cool. I think my dad was really proud of himself because he actually installed it. I got a smart lock, but it's not.
Oh, I love that. No, that's great.
Yeah, it's not a smart lock. It's actually a keypad.
Okay.
But I only did it for the side door. But my friend mentioned it to me. She's like, well, have you thought about getting one of those? So like, if you forget your keys, which I totally do that. Because I have cleaners coming in and other people, and I can actually even
program it for them.
Yeah. So I might do that. Although I guess what does it matter if they can get in anyways? Program it for a certain time, but that's true. I don't know if it takes a history or whatever, but it's been so nice to have.
We have a Blink camera in front of our house. And I think we're going to get
Blink.
One. Yeah. It's like an Amazon camera.
Okay. So just make sure it's not doing what Ring's doing.
I mean, if they are, like you said, I don't care. I really don't. And I realize that's probably like unpopular opinion.
But no,
for me, I just like to know, like, if somebody's like, who's coming to our front door? Because like, we live off like so close to the highway, and there's been like,
that's true. Not... You do have a lot of traffic there, of foot traffic because you have strip malls.
Yes. So I don't. Mm-hmm. So like that part. So we have that, and then we have a front point security system. So
I have a really nice bay window, so I could like literally just look out and see who's there.
Like, I'm watching you. Yeah, we can't. So like, I can't see anyone ever.
I thought you had a window right
out
front. We do,
but like, if I'm not watching you to come, like, so the way our front door is it's like on the side. So like, once you pass a certain point,
I can't see you. You're right. It's not faced the same way. So yeah. Yes, I'm very lucky. Mine is, so I can totally see. So I don't even really need that.
Who are you? I'm like, I don't know who's there. Like, there's no peephole in our door. It's awful. But anyway, that was it. I was like, I'm going to ask her if she's thought about that. But good. You feel safe. Perfect. And
yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll change my mind. I don't know.
Well, we like our security system. So if you ever want to talk about it, let me know. We have Front Point, which was like easy to install ourselves. Mm-hmm. You can buy more sensors or less if you need.
And do you have to pay like a monthly fee?
We do. So it's like it's $40 for monthly surveillance, but like you can do everything off of your phone. Like, I like it. I know Jen also had Simply Safe before she left the city, and she really liked that too. Mm-hmm. I don't want like ADP because I'm poor. I mean, I'm not really poor, but like, I'm not like rich enough to be like getting a whole ADP thing installed. Like, I think that's so pricey, but it's probably great. But
yeah. I mean, I haven't, yet. I've been on Nextdoor for a while because I wanted to get recommendations for stuff here, and I haven't noticed like no one's mentioned any safety issues.
No, I think you guys are so removed from the city. Like, you're not far from the city, but you're far enough. Like,
that's kind of why I'm so glad I moved this far, because I know I was thinking like closer to the city, but honestly, this is so nice. And like, they have an actual ordinance where you can't have your house like too close to the sidewalk. And I kind of love that too, because like, you know, if someone has a fence with a dog, or, you know, like, you just have more space. Yeah. I just feel like it, and that's what I wanted. I really wanted something with more space. So yeah, it does have a nice feel. And then I'm so close to a lot of things. Like, I'm actually only 3/4 of a mile away from a train that goes to the city. And I'm really close to, like, I can walk to stores, I can walk to food and stuff if I want. I mean, of course, suburb life, I think you kind of get conditioned to use your car, but I'm halfway in between the two interstates, which is really nice. So
yeah, I think here, like, nothing crazy ever happens in our town, but like, seriously, across the street is the city, and there's a shit ton of stuff that happens there.
Oh, that's actually the border.
Like, what's
okay.
scary is that, like, literally, it's, like, one of the safer neighborhoods in the city. And that's the part that's so shitty. It's, like, that neighborhood is considered, like, the safest neighborhood in the city. And, like, every
that's
day.
That's Saginaw, then?
It's like Edgebrook Saginaw, yeah. Mm-hmm. And every
you
day.
Know what though? There's a lot of crime there because yes. it's a nice neighborhood. So it's it's more of like petty.
No, there's been shootings, Jamie.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. So like on the next door.
I saw that. Like yeah. I've seen that because I don't, you know, in next door you like have other neighborhoods, yeah, but I don't think that's one of, ones. No, maybe it is Edgebrook because I did see shootings. I thought it was Portage Park. Wow.
I mean,
really?
There's probably shootings in Portage Park too, but like.
No, there definitely are.
No, like, and everybody's just, like, freaking out about it over here because they're like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I would freak out, too.
So, anyway, yeah, I was just like, I hate that.
Well, maybe it's going to be my mission to get you further up here.
I mean, I don't know where I'm going to move. I feel like if I move, though, I just want to move to Evanston. I just love it there so much. I wanted to move there in the first place.
Yeah, it's just kind of far east for me, personally, but you know, I used to want to live there too. So I totally get it.
My I just want to walk someplace. Yeah. I just love I love the Evanston vibe. I think that's the only
you,
thing.
I think you just like, you like having a city feel, but mm-hmm. still being in the suburbs. So there yes. are other places like that too. Like actually Glenview has a pretty nice downtown apparently. And I'm not that far from it either. So
I feel like we were over, like, we, like, accidentally drove out to Glenview the other day, and there is a lot of stuff to do. Like, it was, like, a complete, like, we were going someplace, and we just ended up in Glenview, because it's not that far. But, like, if you drive a certain amount away, and you don't make a turn, you end up in Glenview. So I was like, oh, look. It happens. And we discovered a very cute pet store that we got some cute stuff for Katie from.
Nice. Yeah, and there used to be a gluten-free bakery that closed. It's very sad, Sweet Allie's. I'm really upset about it.
Well, that does suck. You're like, just in time for me to move. It's not here anymore.
I know.
Okay, guys. So this is a question episode. Jamie, do you read mine?
I can find it. Yeah, I've got it up this time. I'm prepared.
Okay, awesome. I'm not prepared.
Wait. Excuse me. I swear I. Okay. Oh, here it is. Okay. I just didn't realize how far down it was going to be in my notes. Okay. This is my favorite. Am I the asshole questions? Am I the asshole for immediately giving my visiting friend the boot from my apartment for insulting me? Okay. A friend was visiting me from the East Coast for a weekend. She and I have been friends since college days, but I was starting to get very fed up over certain remarks she made. The final straw was when she saw pictures of some girl I was going on a date with off of OkCupid. She made comments such as, no offense, but she's way out of your league. And this was not the first time she's made these type of remarks. Another time she said she didn't expect me and this one girl to be together because she was a knockout and I was, in quotes, nerdy.
Goodness.
In this context, this is an insult. Even worse, she made that out of your league remark around my coworker who was with us in my apartment. He said, wow, to which I had to say, I'm sorry, this must be her first time. So I then told her, that is not acceptable to say. Do not ever disrespect me like that again, and told her to leave. My guy friend thought I was being cruel by doing this since she had nowhere else to stay. But look, hotels exist. And if mm-hmm. I were someone's guest, I would know better than to subtly put down my host, especially around other people I don't know. She and I were just friends and she wasn't at all romantically interested. So no, those comments she made were not, in quotes, nags or whatever people call them nowadays. I don't know what he's talking about here. But personally, I found these remarks unnecessarily rude and inappropriate and don't tolerate that at all. And I told her about this in the past.
So I think a nag is basically
NEG.
It's like when you're trying to like, you insult someone just to like, cause you like them, like negging someone.
Like you would do if you were a fourth grader.
Right. Like when you're a kid. Yes. That's what it is. Like when you're a small child, that's what that means.
I mean, yeah. So, well, okay. Well, I obviously have thoughts, but go ahead since I asked the question.
I mean, my thoughts are like, I don't think you're the asshole. Like, so this is what I would say is like a, it's not a recent just like clarification in my mind, but they're like definitely something I've thought about more. Just because it's not something I would do does not mean that you're an asshole. I probably wouldn't do it, but I actually wish that I could do it. Like there's so many times in my life where I'm like, I watch Real Housewives a lot and I just think to myself like, man, I wish that I would just like get up from the table and be like, you all are fucking assholes. I'm out and like leave. But mm-hmm. I like never would do that. Like I can abruptly leave sometimes, but it would never be like so direct. It's always just like, okay, I'm calling an Uber and I'm just leaving because like the suite has become uncomfortable. Like, but mm. I never, even though I consider myself pretty direct, like that level of ballsiness to just be like, nope, you know what? You're out is like, I aspire to get to that level. So it is not something that I would do, but totally, I don't think you're wrong for doing it. I think we all have our different levels of like the shit that we can take. And it sounds like you've been dealing with this for a long time from this friend. And it's like negative. I mean, even though this person didn't say it, I'm sure it's like negatively impacting their self-esteem to have your friend keep saying things like this. And now in front of people. So like, no, I don't think you're the asshole at all. Definitely. I mean, I don't think I'd have the balls to do it or the chutzpah. But I wish I
chutzpah,
did.
I love it. Oh my gosh, you can so tell your friend Jewish people.
But I wish I did. But I, you know, I probably wouldn't have. But I wish I would have.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I never thought about that, but I think the same. Maybe it would be possible that I might get to that point, like if this was happening enough and I hadn't set any boundaries, but. I think I would have set some other boundaries before I would get that upset. Like, mm-hmm. I basically have stopped talking to people who have done this shit to me over the years, to be honest. Like, I'm thinking of one friend in particular who just, like, every time we would talk about dating would be so judgmental. And I think that was some of why I had so much shame about where I was at. And so letting those people out of my life is part of why I think I, you know, feel so much better about myself. So but yeah, I don't think this person's an asshole at all. You know, I guarantee, and maybe this is me being a little judgmental here, I guarantee that this person is in a relationship who's saying this, because only people who are in relationships say bullshit like that, I feel like. Like, they just don't understand dating, especially online dating. Like, even if you did online dating, you haven't done it for a few years, you just can't make comments like that, right? About, oh, this, I think this or that. You don't think bullshit. You don't know what you're talking about. So you just listen and you ask questions. But mm-hmm. I don't think you have a right, honestly, to have much of an – or maybe you can – if you're going to acknowledge, like, maybe I don't know, but this is just what I think. But you have to have some accountability for, like, I'm out of my league here. I'm not really sure I know what I'm talking about.
And also, though, like, if a person's your friend, should you – ever tell them something like this, even if
I'm talking more generally. You're absolutely right. I'm talking like, more generally about just making any comments about someone's dating life.
I try not to at all. Like, I just want to hear like what's happening.
Right, unless someone's asking you, and you can ask. By the way, you can ask them if that's what they want before you delve into it. But I think you're right. Specifically, this comment about you're out of your league. It's like
really you're kind of dirty. This is like this person's way too hot.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
A really
like,
shitty. Thing
mean.
To say.
Yeah,
and,
like,
and really
mean.
The only reason you say something like that is because you're insecure and you want to put someone else down to make yourself feel better. That's really the only reason. It's a bully comment to me.
Yeah, like, and it's just like, it's not funny. Like, I would just, oh my goodness, like, I would never, I can't imagine saying that to any friend
and especially
of mine.
In front of somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh my like, gosh.
In front of somebody, I just like, I don't even, I don't know, like, my brain is just so like friend powered that I just feel like in my mind, if my friend was like anyone, like any friend was like, oh yeah, like that guy or girl over there, like I just really want to go hit on them, I'd be like, you should, like they'd be so lucky to. I would never think that someone would. I just don't think that, like, my brain does not work that way, because I also just don't think that like actual couplings work that way sometimes. Like, you're surprised at how people
I think I used to think that when I was younger, like, oh my gosh, I don't I used to have these judgments about like that person isn't as good looking as that person. And what is that about? Like, how does that, and it's like, it's all subjective and
well,
it doesn't matter.
TV
or that like good looking
like,
people
that.
Have it easier.
Yeah. I
and
think
they
like,
don't.
TV shows like tell us that those are the things, but like the more I've gotten to know, like,
well,
real
remember
couples,
there was that movie literally called She's Out of My League.
Oh yes, there was that one. But then also don't forget there was like the one that was like my personal fave. there was other so many of them. There's Can't Hardly Wait, where he was like the nerd and like he just loved Jennifer Love Hewitt. Like, and he was like, and then there's the one where it's like, oh, you can turn any nerdy girl into like the hottest prom queen. What was the movie? It's like, she's all
that.
Oh,
she's all like, that. Yes, and it was like, so oh my gosh, she's so ugly. I know. She has paint on God. Her.
Wow.
She has paint on her overalls and she wears glasses.
Yes. Oh, Rachel Lee Cook, you're so hideous. Like, okay, guys, thank you. Like, sure. Sounds great. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, like, and of course, like, you know, the girls are always like, the girls, of course, are, they like always fall in love with this person. Anyway, it's like you get these things into your head, though, that you do need to get a makeover or you do need to show that you're cool. Like, you, but like, honestly, like, I don't know. I know some people that in real life that I'm like, oh, like, I wouldn't have thought that that would have been a thing, but like, it is. Like, I don't, I just think people like what they like. People, have the
yes, and I
want.
Think you're right that one thing I've learned, and I think somewhat from you, honestly, Iris, because I think when I was younger too, I even used to be more, and being a therapist has helped, but I think you have even opened my mind even more. But it's just like, yeah, if it's working for you, who am I to judge? You know, yeah. We are all different, and so, you know, maybe this girl, like, again, it's I think attraction subjective. So to her, he may be really hot, mm-hmm. and to, you know, this friend, obviously not, for whatever reason. I mean, she sounds super ugly just by what she says.
Her personality.
Like, I've always felt like people can be really good looking, and then they open their mouth, and then they're not. And then other people who I might just look at and say, "Well, I'm not really. I don't know. I don't find them attractive." And then I get to know them, and they're very attractive. So, yeah, yeah, I mean, I think
I don't know. I just think it's so weird that your friend would say
this
to you.
This
is
not
a friend.
An off-putting thing to say. It's like one of those comments that it's like really hard to because I feel like, you know me, I'm always trying to be understanding of like, well, okay, but maybe they were this or that. To me, this comment, there's no explanation other than what I said, which is that she wants to make herself feel better.
Yeah.
And she's insecure.
Yes. And she like is just kind of a cruel person. Like, I think that I don't think I've ever had any like friends off the top of my head that I can think of that were like this, but I can imagine.
You know,
type of person.
I could imagine saying something like that when I was in high school. I'll be real honest. Because I felt so poorly about myself. Like, I had a really good friend who we were in the same class together. And I thought I was smarter than her, and she got a better grade than me on something. And I literally think I said to her, I don't think it's just something I thought in my head. I think I literally said, like, I can't believe you did better than me on that test or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, what the, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, no, seriously. I don't blame you. Like, I don't, it's like one of those things where I think that we all have those moments. Like, even now.
Yeah, it's like, just like saying it out loud. But, you know, I try not to give myself too hard of a time. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. And so I'm glad that I can look back and see, like, I'm not still acting like that. But sometimes people, when you're just in a really bad place, you're so just trying to take care of yourself that you don't realize your effect or what you're saying. You just really don't. It's really unfortunate.
I just think that we are all kind of shitty people when we're teenagers and we cannot help ourselves. Like, I definitely think I was like much better than I was in middle school. But like, when you said that, like about that, I was like, when I've ever said that to my friend, I was like, no, but like me and my friends did like such crazy, like, I don't want to say horrible, but like maybe horrible things when we were in high school too. Like, not all the time, but I remember one time in particular, and this went on for months, which honestly is the craziest thing that I've ever done in my life. This is gonna be great. I'm gonna tell you guys this, and this is gonna be probably the end of the episode. So I had this friend, like a really good friend, who I won't say what her name is, but like we were really good friends. And then another mm-hmm. friend of mine, Dwayne, who I will say, because like we're still friends, we were all like in this like little group of people who like hung out together, and like the one girlfriend was dating this guy who, like, this is early days of like, this was like MySpace time, and like mm-hmm. she met this guy on MySpace, and like he lived in Virginia, and we were all like, okay, so this guy is a fucking actual pedophile, right? Like, this is not a real human being that you were talking to that's pretending to be a 16-year-old boy. Like, no chance. Not because he was like super hot or whatever, like he looked like a teenage boy, but we were just like, no way, like, you're not gonna meet this guy on MySpace. Anyway, so it turns out he was like a real person, and she like loved him, and they dated or whatever. virtually, and she never met him. And like, we kind of just like decided that he was a real person. This was like before we, oh, she Skyped him. That's why we were like, all right, all right, all right, this guy's for real. But then he like broke up with her and started dating this girl named Morgan. And there was like a whole thing about that. And it was like really sad. This girl Morgan lived in the same town as him. Okay. So like, really horrible thing that we did as teenagers is that we created a fake MySpace account of like this really hot surfer dude.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we catfished the Morgan
that
girl.
Okay, that also sounds like something that you would do as a teenager, though. And that
I would
did
never do that now.
Yeah, I did have that. Actually, we had, there were a couple friends where we made up like a fake AIM screen name, and then there was this whole falling out I had with my friends about it because they were using my login or whatever. It was created my AOL, but yeah, I mean,
we were all like the early days of online. We were the original catfish. Like, we all did. Honestly, I like think about that every day, and I'm like, how fucking awful were we? And then sometimes now on the catfish show, they will say like, yeah, this person was catfishing me like 15 years ago and I want to find them. And I'm like, oh my God, please don't call me Neve. I don't want to talk. I'm sorry. I don't even talk to that girl anymore. It was all for fun. And I'm sure that Morgan now is like happily married and, you know, living her best life someplace else and like hopefully never thinking about this again. But I always think about that and feel like that was my worst teenage moment because she did end up breaking up with Chaz for this imaginary surfer dude. So anyway, it was like not great, but I'm happy to hear other people did that too. It makes me feel a little better, a little bit more normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, anything else about this? This friend is an asshole, not you. That's all. That's my opinion.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Find a hotel.
Yeah. Bye. And don't even if you stay friends with them, it sounds like you all need space. Like probably not a good idea to stay together. I don't think that like you guys are two people who can cohabitate because it seems like they are annoying.
Yes, definitely.
And not supportive. Because I mean, goodness, what if you get a girlfriend who's like out of your league? Is she going to say that to their face? Probably. All right. Have a good day. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.